WATD presents Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
If it's Monday night, it's got to be Monday Night Talk with Kevin Tachi. So thanks for having me on.
Kevin, good for you to hold back and let him tell his story.
Putting the South Shore spin on politics, current events, and pop culture.
You guys are the center of the universe today, at least the political universe.
I believe both of you are from the area. Marshfield guys, yes, no?
Correct, yeah.
That's right.
There's only one person not from Marshfield in this room right now. And it's you.
It's me. I'm the outcast.
Well, you've always been generous with the time. I appreciate it very much.
Well, I'm honored to be on your show tonight, Kevin, with that impressive lineup you have.
I believe our guest that we've been waiting for, Congressman Stephen Lynch.
Kevin, good to join you.
The governor of the Commonwealth, Charlie Baker. You ready?
I got to tell you that it was really nice to hear Aerosmith on the intro there.
You're going
to
be the rock and roll governor?
I don't know about that, but...
We have Joe Sullivan joining us. Sir, how are you?
Well, Kevin, very good to be with you again.
Dr. Drew Pinsky. Dr. Drew, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Mr. Ming Tsai, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
Massachusetts State Auditor Suzanne Bump. Hello, Auditor. How are you?
I am fine, and I'm delighted to be with you this evening.
And now, your host, Kevin Tachi.
Good evening, and welcome to a WATD Political Forum. I'm Christine James, your moderator. Joining me on Monday Night Talk here during their segment, we've got our reporter and host, Kevin Tachi, along with WATD's Charles Mathewson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The town is Hanover. We've got incumbents Dave Delaney, Brian Barthelmess running for this seat as well. And running along, we've got former selectman Dan Pallotta, and John Barry is here. Mark Anderson could not attend, and he called and did cancel. Hanover election, that is scheduled for Saturday, May 12th. Now, our format is simple. If you listen to WATD, you know we always use the same format. We ask the candidates to have prepared opening and closing statements ready. Your opening is 2 minutes. Your closing, no longer than 1 minute, please. And we do keep a strict rule on time here. We ask a round of questions from the reporters. Then there's a lightning round. Lightning round is a little bit different. The answers are either yes or no, and that's not yes or no with a long explanation. It's yes or no or two sentences tops. The reporter will ask you exactly what they want. And also try to keep your answers to a minute. At 1 minute, you get a little warning from me, maybe a 5-second grace period, and then you get the bell. Now, we did choose opening and closing order out of the official WATD newsroom koozie a little bit earlier, and we will begin this evening's forum with an opening statement from Brian Barthelmess. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you to WATD for hosting the forum tonight, and thank you to the other candidates that were able to attend. My name is Brian Barthelmess. I'm a candidate for re-election to the Board of Selectmen. I've lived in Hanover for 19 years with my wife Joanne and 2 children, John and Lauren. My 30-year career at IBM in sales and alliances, along with my volunteer experience, has provided me with the foundation to be an effective selectman. I've served the town in a number of capacities since first being appointed to the school building committee in 2000, and I've been a volunteer for HYAA coaching soccer, softball, and basketball for over 8 years. I've also been an active member in Troop 38 in Hanover and spent 6 years on the advisory committee, serving 2 years as chairman. For the past 5 years, I've served on the Board of Selectmen and was voted chairman 2 consecutive years. And as a member of the board, I've represented Hanover as your selectman at a number of regional and state events and served as the board's liaison to various state, regional, and local boards and committees. I'm running for re-election because I believe that my skills, experience, and demonstrated leadership and institutional knowledge provide me with a unique perspective that will continue to help Hanover thrive in the coming years. I'm running because good government doesn't happen automatically and because we owe it to our residents to always look for ways to improve our town government. I hope to continue to provide effective and thoughtful, independent leadership that sets high standards and also provides appropriate oversight. The number one priority over the next couple of months is to support our new town manager, Joe Colangelo, during the transition period, and I'm proud to have voted for Joe and am excited for him to join our community. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the opening statement from Brian Barthelmess. Now we're going to go opening statement to candidate John Barry, whenever you're ready.
Good evening. My name is John Barry, candidate for the Board of Selectmen. I want to thank WATD for this forum. It certainly is very helpful to get everybody's thoughts and opinions going forward. I have been a resident with my family for 19 years in the town of Hanover. I've served on 7 different boards and committees. I'm currently on the Fireworks Oversight Committee. I was on the Board of Selectmen. I was off 4 years ago. So I'm looking forward to an opportunity to serving again on the Board of Selectmen. I bring a lot of history, primarily over the last 6 years with the cleanup of the fireworks district. Continues to be a very important issue for our community. I was involved in negotiating to keep the oversight of the cleanup with DEP, a state-controlled project, versus being it going to the federal government. We were successful, I should say, the Attorney General was successful in settling a $75 million cleanup with Tronox, I should say a bankruptcy settlement with Tronox Corporation. I am on the fireworks committee, and we continue to provide guidance and oversight for the town. Again, it's a very important issue, and we need to continue to ensure that the monies are spent wisely and efficiently. I bring forth 30 years of real estate development experience, specializing in zoning and permitting. There are currently 600 residential units being talked about along Route 53 in Hanover, and I would like to be able to share my experience, professional experience, to help the town guide its way through this process. Certainly, these landowners have rights, but I think we need to make sure that the town continues to protect its watershed, its infrastructure, impact on schools and public safety. I also look forward to working with the new town manager, Joe Colangelo. I'd like to be part of that transition team to help bring him up to speed on these important issues, and I look forward to serving the community. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was John Barry. Now your opening statement from Dan Pallotta.
Thank you, Christine. As you know, I'm chairman of the Plymouth County Commissioners, and I've been pretty active in local politics since 1993. I've actually been a resident of Hanover since 1993 and immediately used my college degree as a planner to use, and went right to the planning board. I'm running because I'm not happy with the way the town's going. I'm not happy that the apartments that are being proposed are casually being looked at. I'm not happy with the way that the employees in the town are being treated, and I'm not happy with the way the taxpayers are being treated. There's been a monumental shift in 6 years since I left being a selectman in attitude, including the way that the previous town manager was disposed of, including the way that the employees are running from the town. Hanover was always a stable town, and we've become, I hate to use the word Hanson, but I'm going to use the word Hanson because Hanson has a revolution every 5 years. And Hanover's become that. And although we have a new town manager coming in, he's from Vermont, and I'm concerned about the new town manager. Of course, I want to help him, and I will. I'll help educate him on the way things work in Massachusetts. But we have someone coming in that doesn't know any Mass General laws, and his primary function as a manager is to guide the selectmen with Mass General laws. So I think we have a new direction that we need to go in, and taxes have ballooned in the past 6 years, and the average person needs to take a step back and get involved. Volunteerism is way down in Hanover since we changed to the town manager form of government, something that I championed. And I think part of that is because of the way the leadership at the top works. So I thank you for allowing me, and thank you for
ringing me. Thank you, Dan Pallotta, opening statement. Now let's go to Dave Delaney, your opening statement tonight.
Thank you, Christine. I appreciate the invitation to come down and speak this evening, and certainly happy to be here. My name is Dave Delaney, and I've been a resident of Hanover since 1976. I moved down in second grade, and I attended Hanover Schools, Sylvester Center, and Hanover Junior High, which is now known as Hanover Middle School. From there, I went on to Boston College High School, and then I got my economics degree from Boston College in 1991. And I then continued in the Jesuit tradition. I went to Marquette University Law School, from which I graduated in 1994, and came back and passed the bar in Massachusetts, and I've been a member since 1995. And I also hold a real estate broker's license. When I was in law school, I specialized in business law and in real estate. So back in 2003, I decided to volunteer for the Zoning Board of Appeals, and I've been a member of that from 2003 through 2017. Currently, I'm the chairman of the Board of Selectmen, and I've been on for 3 years now. And I'm also a member of the Board of Assessors in my fifth year. So I have done a lot of volunteering in Hanover on these different boards, and I appreciate giving back when I can, and I think it benefits my skill set, benefits my volunteerism, and I like working with the people in town. We've got a lot of great employees, department heads, and so forth. Currently, we're in the middle of hiring a new town manager who's starting on Monday, and despite some recent rhetoric, I've been in very close contact with him. When we did vote for the town manager position, I did abstain the vote because I felt that the previous town manager did a great job and the acting town manager deserved better treatment than I thought that he received. So that having been the case now, we look forward to moving forward with Joe Colangelo and helping him learn the town and, as Dan says, the state laws, and do whatever I can to make that transition an easy one. So I'm looking to continue what we've been working on for the last few years for another term, and hope to keep Hanover on the right track and have things go well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Dave Delaney. Those are the opening statements for the candidates for the Hanover Board of Selectmen. Now we're going to turn our questioning over to Kevin Tacci, the host of Monday Night Talk. Questions for the candidates and who it's directed at first.
All right. Former town manager Troy Clarkson, who seemed to be popular with residents and department heads, didn't see his contract renewed last fall by the Board of Selectmen. What are your thoughts on Clarkson being ousted, and what needs to be done to ensure the success of the new town manager, Joe Colangelo?
Who do you want to start with?
We'll start with John.
Okay.
Thank you very much. You know, I wasn't on the Board of Selectmen, so I wasn't part of the process of not extending his contract. You know, I did work with Troy. I was on the town selection, I should say the town manager selection committee to hire Troy, and Troy did a lot of good things for the town. I did not agree with everything he did for the town, and frankly, at this stage, I'm prepared to move forward and to embrace the new town manager, Joe Colangelo, and work in a way that's collaborative, and I'm looking forward to having a Board of Selectmen that will work, will debate the issues and have healthy debate, but it, you know, after the vote is taken, prepared to move on for the next debate. But I think Joe is going to bring a lot of energy. He's a young man. He's committed to move into the community. He has a young family. And so, again, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to bring him up to the issues that I've been intimately involved with the town, be able to bring that forward in a positive way, and to, again, work cohesively with the other members of the Board of Selectmen.
Thank you very much. Now, who do you want to go to next? Maybe Brian?
Okay, we can go to Brian.
Go to Brian. Same question.
So it's well known that I was one of the people that voted not to enter into negotiations to renew Mr. Clarkson's contract. You know, at the time, I felt it was the best decision for the town going forward. But I agree with John that Troy made a number of positive contributions to the town, especially as we move from a town administrator to a town manager form of government. But I thought moving forward that was the best decision for the town. And you know, again, I'm happy with our selection of Joe. My objective, once we made that decision, was to move forward and get the best person for the job moving forward, and I think we've accomplished that.
We can go with Dan next.
Okay, let's go to Dan Pallotta.
I have always maintained it's the responsibility of the Board of Selectmen to hire and fire the manager per the act, and they exercised that right. I didn't like the way it was done. I didn't like the fact that there was no negative discussion at all in open. A lot of things were done behind closed doors or in executive session. And again, that brings that doesn't bring harmony to the town. Whether they made the right decision or not is it's entirely up to that board. And I respect the decision. It wasn't an easy decision. And we do need to move forward. But that whole jihad that occurred is the reason why I'm running, because we don't do things. But they talk about transparency, and they pass all these policies on transparency. And the firing of Clarkson was the least transparent thing I've seen in my 25 years of government.
Okay, same question. Dave Delaney.
Thank you. Well, Troy Clarkson and I got along very well. I worked with him in a business sense and had a good relationship with him. I thought he did a great job, and Hanover was in a good position. And I believe I was very vocal and transparent about my position at the time. At the same time, obviously, the Board of Selectmen has the ability to hire and fire the town manager and decided not to negotiate another contract on his behalf. So we then have gone through several months of identifying our new candidate, which I'm very happy with. I'm not sure of the reasons why Troy wasn't renewed, but as they say, that's water under the bridge, and he's moved on, and so has the board. But I'm looking forward to working with the new town manager to get things back on track so that we can put all of that behind us and welcome Mr. Colangelo and get him up to speed, because he'll have a steep learning curve in a short time. So thank you.
Charlie, do you mind if I jump ahead of you here and ask a follow-up question?
Oh, I do, but you will.
Okay. Yes, I will. And Dan, you took one of the words right out of my mouth, and I was thinking about this a lot because we've been following the story, so bear with me. Transparency. We hear that a lot in every single election, whether it's local all the way to the congressional level. People run for election at all levels, spouting that, but when it comes to specific issues, people clam up. Why was Troy Clarkson's contract not renewed? He appeared to have townwide support. I think it was a vote 3-2. Is that where he was voted out? He was out and lips were zipped. Why are people so afraid of being sued? Don't people deserve an explanation instead of a lot of vague, we wish him well comments? I don't think it's water on the bridge, under the bridge. I thought it was really poorly handled, and we never got a straight answer from anybody about what went on. Nothing. And things did seem to happen behind the scenes. I'm going to go right to you, Brian.
Okay. Thanks for the opportunity to address that. I think the short answer is yes, we were concerned about lawsuits. We were informed by town council not to talk about anything negative and also not to talk about anything positive. People that watch the public meeting saw our town council, I think, 3-4 times ask the chair to move on from the discussion after the vote was made. And the chair chose not to do that. And that was because of liability. And frankly, one of the statements that was made by a member of the board after that point ended up in a demand letter from Mr. Clarkson. I think the other thing that most people don't understand is that when they say it was handled wrong, we talked about the contract renewal in the process. Mr. Clarkson asked for an answer from the board. The board voted. And Mr. Clarkson was given the opportunity to withdraw his letter. He was given his opportunity to negotiate leaving on friendly terms. He chose not to do that. He wanted to have the public forum, and that's what he had.
Sorry to cut you off. Now, remember, too, if you are asked a question during this forum and you feel that you didn't get to answer it fully, you can always use that in your final statements. Now, Dave, you were a member of that board, too. I mean, let's get some real answers here. Do you think it was handled well? Because it didn't come across that way to a lot of people I spoke with and the press. It seemed like it was all shuffled away. Yeah, keep moving. Nothing to see here, folks.
Yeah, I agree with you on that point. And it was the will of some of the board members to not have such a public forum to hold the debate and the vote. I was informed as the chairman by town council that it had to happen in an open session, which was very well attended, as you pointed out. And unfortunately, because of the legal issues, I suppose, the town council apparently gave a recommendation not to speak, to say anything negative. And I'm not aware of anything egregious that went on with Mr. Clarkson in his role as the town manager. I thought he did a great job, and he was doing a great job. He could have retracted his willingness to stay on as the town manager, but he really enjoyed the job, wanted to stay, and he was entitled to his day in front of the people to speak his piece and try to get his job. And the will of the board didn't want that, so unfortunately it didn't happen.
Okay. Dan, former selectman, what do you think about my question? I used one of the same words you did. Transparency, what do you think, it was right?
I was at that hearing, and two of the selectmen didn't even look up from the table. Their minds were made up. They weren't there to listen to testimony or listen to anything. It was a done deal prior to the meeting, and anyone who understands local politics knows that happens. This was a sad situation for Hanover. It's not the first time things like that have happened, and it won't be the last time that something like this happens unless the board changes. So, I mean, I really and truly believe they had the right to do it, and maybe they are correct, and then the timing was right, that it was time for Troy to go. But Troy did do a lot of good, and he didn't really have a public opportunity to defend. So much is done in executive session on that board that, you know, the average person didn't know this was coming. They didn't know. That's why you were taken by surprise. We were taken by surprise as residents. No one knew it was coming. And all of a sudden, boom.
Thank you very much, Dan Blatt. John Barry, you were also a former Board of Selectmen mayor. What did you think about all the transparency or lack thereof, the way this was handled? And why do people seem so afraid to say something? I could ask a follow-up question. Who's really running the towns? Is it town council or is it the Board of Selectmen? But that's another question.
Well, again, I wasn't sitting on the Board of Selectmen, so I can't specifically answer to the process. But I will say that, and as I said earlier, I think Troy Clarkson did some very good things for the town, but I think he did some things that some people took issue with. And so when you say, Christine, that the town seemed to be unanimously support him, I think that is not accurate. I think there were plenty of folks who were active in town who had some concerns about the way he conducted business. Not everybody. It was not unanimous in terms of support for Troy, and I don't think it should be represented that way. I mean, the process worked out. I mean, you have a vote of the Board of Selectmen. They chose not to continue the contract. I wasn't part of that process. All I can tell you is I'm looking to be a part of the new process, that is welcoming Joe Colangelo and bringing about a very positive, supportive role of the Board of Selectmen and adopting public policy that will guide him and doing what's best for the good people of Hanover.
Thank you very much. That was John Barry. Charles Mathewson, question now for candidates.
Okay, on a continuing somewhat on the same subject, anytime there's a change in town government, like going from a town administrator to a town manager form, there's some chaos. This seemed to be rather extreme. And I wonder if it's because Hanover chose to use the legislative process, the Town Manager Act, rather than a charter review. I know, Dan, you were very against the charter review. I'd like to open that up. Dave, would you have preferred, Dave Delaney, would you have preferred that there had been a charter review and that it had been an open process from the beginning?
I suppose, if it were more open and transparent, would have been easier to take for a lot of people. The nature of the whole situation made it difficult for that to happen, I suppose. And we were following the Town Manager Act, and certainly the board was well within their rights to make that change, as Dan has indicated. I'm at a loss for thinking of how that could best have been handled, but it certainly didn't appear to be transparent. And I would agree that during the hearing, certainly people's minds were made up to move on from Troy Clarkson as our town manager, regardless of what type of testimony came forward at that meeting. There was one person that was speaking against Troy Clarkson staying, didn't want him to stay, but for the most part, anyone in town that was there was on his side, and it was an open forum that anybody could have attended. So I'm sure, as John has stated, that some people disagreed with some things that Troy did, but in general, it seemed like the support for him was overwhelming, and I wish it had gone down more smoothly.
Okay.
John Barry, you were selectman during the beginning of this process. Would you have preferred to have had a more open process from the beginning, a charter review, or just go as the town did to the Town Manager Act?
Yeah, I was on the Board of Selectmen through the transition. And, you know, frankly, I think the Town Manager Act has served the town well. I think that overall we needed to professionalize the role of government. Again, you have volunteers that are working as volunteers, they're not being paid for the services, and to try to conduct business as the elected body is challenging when it's so you really do want a professional that's overseeing the town. The charter is, I think, is well done. We've already made a couple of amendments to it. I think it's a fluid document that we continue to tweak as we go forward here. But no, overall, I'm pleased with the process, and just in terms of the timing. I was thinking about it as we were speaking about this. The town manager position is not one that most people stay in for extended periods of time. I'd be curious to actually look at it. How long do most town managers stay in their position?
I think about 5 years.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Troy was, 7 years, I believe. So, I mean, we're above the average. So I don't think that we did anything that was unusual in terms of it's not a bad thing to have a fresh person in the position to bring new ideas and concepts.
Thanks.
Brian Barthelmus, same question. Should the process have been more open from the beginning?
And you're talking about the Town Manager Act in the charter review. I think the Town Manager Act has been good for the town of Hanover. I went from being on the advisory committee to the Board of Selectmen, so I was part of that transition on the advisory committee. Like any type of major change, there are challenges as the townspeople, the boards and committees adjust to the new structure in government. But I think all in all, it's been a positive change for Hanover. We've constantly evaluated with boards and committees how it's working for them and trying to make sure that the residents still have a voice in their government and how the government is run.
Okay. Dan Pilato.
I'm going to answer the question the way the question was asked because no one did. The answer to the question is quite simply, we deliberately didn't use the charter provision of the legislature because when we wrote the act, and I was here when the act was written, and it was very open and transparent when we did the act, and we did a roadshow, and it took a year and a half to pass. And it is a good act. The problem isn't the act. The problem is the actors. And the actors are the current Board of Selectmen. The real issue that we have with a charter review is that a charter review requires a review every 5 years, and the moderator appoints the people to review it, the charter. And every town that has charter, as opposed to home rule petition, ends up having a mini revolution every 5 years. It's not good. I mean, we just did a town manager act
review committee
this year. I tried to get on it, and the majority of the Board of Selectmen refused to put me on it, and they didn't have anyone on it that was there when the act was written.
Well, to follow up, who was it? One of your favorite founding fathers said we need a revolution every few years. And Plymouth goes through a charter review every 5 years. Marshville is currently going through a charter review, and it's messy, but it's democratic.
I'm going to take the opposite approach. Hanover's a stable town, or used to be. We had a finance director that was there for 20 years. We had a town administrator that was there for 27 years. We have always had a stable workforce. And when you have strife through a charter review where people's jobs are going to be eliminated or combined because it's being discussed, even if it's not voted, it's a whole atmosphere that's just not necessary. The act doesn't need to be tweaked. The policy needs to be written to help the act be used by the manager. But the act is a beautiful document. It was carved from Ashland. Most of it came from the town of Ashland, and they don't go and tweak theirs every other year when there's a problem. Hanover seems to want to do that.
Okay. All right. Kevin Tachi, questions for the candidates.
Absolutely. Well, let's move right over to the Hanover Mall, another fun issue. What do you stand on the proposal to build 297 apartments at the mall? Is this development something the town needs, or do you have concerns about the project? And Christy and I have a follow-up for this.
Okay, all right.
We'll start with Brian.
All right, let's start with Brian on this one.
Certainly, I think everyone at the table here agrees that we have to work to make sure that the redevelopment of the Hanover Mall is viable. It's a large taxpayer in town. Specifically to the apartments, I think that, we don't need that amount of housing. But I do believe that we have an obligation to listen to the developer to hear the proposal out, which as a board, we haven't seen that. They do have, under the VPUD zoning, they have the right to do some type of housing component there, certainly not in the density and the quantity that they're talking about. So, I think as a town, we need to have an open and frank discussion. And I do applaud the mall developer for, before even coming forward with a proposal to having these public information sessions to talk about the overall project.
Dan?
And just a reminder here, you're listening to 95.9 FM in Marshfield, WATD, the South Shore's news and information station. Dan Pallotta.
We don't need the apartments. We don't need the diverse housing that the Board of Selectmen have been talking about. We don't need anything with regard to density. The mall owners bought the mall knowing what the laws were at the time they bought the mall. The first thing they did was come in and ask for 3 liquor licenses. They didn't have a liquor license when they bought the mall. The bank gave them a loan knowing that it would work without liquor licenses, and then they came and asked for a TIF, and the town analyzed it and gave them a TIF. And now they're coming back and asking for 300 units of housing. Housing has absolutely nothing to do with the viability of the mall. It has to do with the developer trying to use every square inch of his land and taking the profit and leaving us with a problem. And it will be a problem. There'll be luxury for 5 years, and then they'll turn into apartments that get run down. I'm against apartments 100%. I will fight them 100%. I don't even want them to present to the Board of Selectmen. But they do have rights, as John has indicated, and that balance will occur.
Okay.
John?
Thanks for the question. I bring 30 years of real estate, again, permitting and land use experience, and I think it's there are currently about 600 units of residential housing, multi-unit housing being proposed. And if all those units are permitted and built, it is definitely going to have a negative impact on our infrastructure, our schools, our public safety, and our water resource. So we, you know, there's zoning in place, the bylaws are in place, and if the landowners need to work within those bylaws. The only other mechanism not working within the bylaws is to pursue a comprehensive permit, a 40B. But fortunately, the town of Hanover has worked very diligently through the Affordable Housing Trust and through the Planning Board and the Zoning Board of Appeals and public policy to get above our 10% requirement. So we are now what they call in safe harbors. We would not be subject to an unfriendly 40B. So we have control of our destiny here. Let's work within the bylaws of the town. The only way the Board of Selectmen would be able to weigh in on that project is if they approved a LIP, a local initiative program, which I would not support.
Thank you very much, John Barry.
Can I follow up on that?
Do you want to get to everybody first and then
let
Dave?
Yeah, get to everybody. Well, I have a follow-up question to
okay.
this. A quick, so we'll go with Dave first.
Dave Delaney.
Thank you. As some of my colleagues have pointed out here, I think it is very important that the Board of Selectmen and the other boards in town do what we can to make sure that the redevelopment of the mall is successful so that several years from now when we look back we can see a great retail center and entertainment and shopping and restaurants, etc., that the people of town can enjoy and that will generate a lot more tax for the town and help ease the burden on taxpayers. As far as the apartment complex proposal, very little detail has been given so far. I know the mall is still working on their plan. They were going to have an information session this week earlier, but they postponed it. And I'm at least trying to keep an open mind until we know what the details of the plan are and see what they bring to the table. Whether the town needs 300 apartments or not is hard to say. I know that, as John pointed out, there are 2 proposals for 300-unit apartments, one of them not being the mall, just to clarify. But, you know, I look forward to sitting back and waiting to see what the plan is before making the decision.
Okay. And so just a quick follow-up, and I just want a quick answer, please, because of time.
Okay, 30-second follow-up.
Absolutely.
Right.
Are you concerned with the scope of the project and where it's located on Route 53? And we'll start again. Actually, we'll go with Dan.
Okay, we'll go with Dan first.
30 seconds.
Yes. I'm not going to take 30 seconds. I'm opposed to it. It's too much. It changes the character of the town. If you want apartments, move to Quincy. There's plenty in Quincy. You can go to Quincy. You can enjoy Quincy, and you can take the T wherever you want to take the T. We don't have the T. We don't have apartments, and that's one of the things that people move to Hanover for. They come down to have a rural setting. You don't come to Hanover because we have apartments. And I don't want to change that character.
Okay, same question. Let's go to John next. 30 seconds, please.
Well, I, you know, I don't think we should represent that the town's obstructionist to apartments. We've created, permitted, and created over 200 residential apartments over the last 10 years in the town. So we're not obstructionist. I think, again, we want to fall back on the zoning that has been very thoughtfully brought about and has been managed and changed over the years. I think we have a good bylaw, and I think we should work with it. And yes, the viability of the mall is very important. If there is some component of housing, I think it has to fall within our bylaw.
Okay. Brian?
I'm opposed to the scope, not necessarily the location. And I'll also mention the other property that 250-plus units were proposed next to McGee Toyota. I was adamantly opposed to that. It was brought forward twice by the previous town manager and the town planner. And both times I opposed it.
Okay. Dave?
I would agree with Brian that I think the location for something like that I'm not overly concerned with, because it is right nearby the highway. The number of apartments and the size of the building could be concerning when they come forward with their plan. I certainly would look forward to listening to it, and I know a lot of residents are concerned, so I certainly keep an open ear to what they have to say as well.
Okay, thank you very much. That was Dave Delaney. Let's go to Charles Mathewson. Question for the candidates.
John Barry, your former colleague Dan Pilato was very explicit about why he wants to get back on the board. Why do you want to get back on the Board of Selectmen?
I thought I did speak to it, but I'll speak to it again. I've been involved in 7 different boards and committees in the community. I've been very involved in the oversight of the fireworks cleanup for the past 7 years. The new town manager, I think, needs people. He needs those resources on the Board of Selectmen that he can get right up to speed, because they're important issues, and he can't get on a real long learning curve because they're happening now. So I can impart my 7 years' experience with the fireworks district. Again, we're talking about a very large number of residential projects that are on the books that some policy needs to be established and talked about, which I can help with there. And frankly, I my history with the town is one of volunteerism, and I'd like to be able to bring harmony to the board. I had many votes, whether it be on the Board of Selectmen or the other committees I sat on, that I was not happy with the result of the vote, but I moved on the next day, and I took on the next issue, and I debated it and brought forth what I thought was best for the community.
Brian Berthelmes, you're running for re-election. You've gotten a fairly scathing critique here from Dan. Why do you want to remain on the board?
Because I always like hearing Dan's input.
You're lucky they don't see your nose growing, bro.
Seriously, I think since I moved in town, I became actively involved in volunteering. I've enjoyed my time on the advisory committee and the Board of Selectmen. I've certainly learned a lot serving on the board, and continue to learn a lot. Like some of the other candidates mentioned, we have a new town manager coming in. I bring an institutional knowledge. I've been involved from the transition from a town manager act or the town administrator to town manager. And for the last 3 years, I've been the liaison for the board for the fireworks site cleanup. So I've been on monthly calls with DEP and the AG's office, and I'd like to continue that work.
Dave Delaney, same question. Do you also enjoy getting feedback from Dan Plotter? And otherwise, why do you want to remain on the Board of Selectmen?
Yeah, I would say I probably don't enjoy that as much as Brian does. having grown up in the town, and I have a business in town, as some folks know, I spent a lot of time in Hanover. It's a great town to live, work, and raise my family. I've got a 10-year-old son who's in Hanover schools now. And there was a time when I wasn't sure I was going to run for re-election. But after considering it, it's been very challenging over the past year, but at the same time, made a lot of great relationships, met a lot of fantastic people that live and work in town, and had a lot of great feedback from a lot of the employees of town, department heads and so forth, that were encouraging me to keep doing what I'm doing and remain positive and keep Hanover on the upward swing. So as I said earlier, I've been in close touch with Joe Colangelo. I'm looking forward to working with him and try to ease the transition for him as best I can.
Dan, if elected to go back on the Board of Selectmen in Hanover...
When elected?
He's so optimistic.
Wow.
Would you stay on the county commissioners?
Yes, I'll stay on the county commissioners.
Why?
Why? Yeah. Because I truly believe that the county commissioners have made some serious progress in cleaning up a mess that's down there, and I look at Hanover as running into the same situation. Hanover has a tremendous debt right now, a tremendous OPIB liability, a tremendous retirement liability, very similar to what we had down at the county, and as you've come to our meetings at the county, you know we're ahead of schedule on debt funding and retirement funding. And it wasn't easy to do. You had to make hard choices. We laid off people. We cut back services. We did the things that had to be done so that we could go forward. That's not happening in Hanover. Since I left, there's five new positions in the town hall. They stripped John and Brian stripped the benefits from all the women that are under 20A, 20B. The men got significant raises, and the women got their benefits stripped. It's one of the reasons I'm running. The attitudes of all the people in town are terrible. Workers in town are terrible, and they're looking for hope, and they're looking for some representation on the Board of Selectmen, which they're not getting.
Thank you.
You want to ask a follow up to that about? What benefits are you talking about? Because I don't know.
I'll tell you. And you have unions, you have non-unions. So the non-union, I'll be happy.
Dan, should you disclose something about employees in the town?
I'll be happy to disclose. As you are aware, my wife works for the town. There's no question about that. That's old news. But the 20A, 20B people, which are not represented by a union, had their benefits, a lot of their benefits taken away. Retroactively, I might add. These are people that came to work for town, were promised A, and they were taken away. Now, doing the change is fine as long as you do it with new employees. It didn't happen with the unions. It only happened with those people. You have 450 people, and they picked on the meek and the weak. And that's not the way to go. And yes, you the two of you did it, and it shouldn't have been done, and it needs to be undone. And that's not how we treat people. That attitude has pervaded for 6 years since I left. Not just that issue, on a lot of issues, and that's why I'm running, to make Hanover, you know, happy again.
When you say you two, you're talking about John and Brian?
John and Brian.
Okay,
yes.
Well, give them
sorry.
Give them a chance to say something. Yeah, sure. Brian?
Dan, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but not your own facts. I mean, there were a couple of changes that were made to benefits. One was in 2012, before I was on the board, and one in 2014. And I will tell you, with the employees that were not covered under the union, the first thing I learned when I became chairman in, I believe it was 2014, was that there were made promises by the previous administration that were not kept and had never been communicated to the Board of Selectmen. So I initiated a look back to see for the employees that were promised increases when they moved out of the union. I had the town manager look at that data, and we did a market-based adjustment. So those employees, over the course of 2 years, saw their salary increase by 20%. You know, and that was when I became chair of the Board of Selectmen. We also have started to address the salary of all the employees. And we had asked the town manager to come with a proposal, which he did, without any data to back it up. Sorry. So I went to advisory committee and got a compensation study.
You can finish at the end. I'm sorry. I know it's tough when it's only a minute. John, your same question.
Yeah, thank you. Number one, Dan has continued to say that I was involved in this decision. I frankly don't recall voting on this specifically, but as Brian has just alluded to, he went through the facts. The facts were, I do recall we were reviewing the personnel benefits for the employees that we had the ability to manage. Most of the employees of the town are under contractual negotiations that collective bargaining that the Board of Selectmen does not have a direct hand in. So this was something we did have the opportunity to weigh in on, and it was trying to bring things into alignment. Now, Dan obviously has a very personal reason for bringing this up. I think that most folks that would look at this objectively would say it was trying to establish a personnel bylaw that is consistent in keeping with other communities in the region in a very fair bylaw. I'd be happy to take another look at it when I'm back on the Board of Selectmen to review it, but I appreciate Brian's comments because those are accurate in the way that it was thoughtfully brought forth.
First
of all, John, you did vote.
Let Dave say his answer here.
Thank you. And appreciating all the comments people have made, I've heard from people in Town Hall. I do spend a lot of time there, having been on several boards. And I did have some of these employees approach me when I first got on the Board of Selectmen regarding these benefits. So I do know that despite the salary increases and so forth, that there were some benefits that people felt that they were promised one thing and then they were taken away. In terms of who was responsible, I wasn't a member of the board at that time, so I can't speak to it. But I do know that it has created a morale problem, and I would like to see the board address it and decide how to move forward so that these folks understand where we're headed.
Okay. Any other follow-up on that?
No.
I just want to jump around here a couple questions. Dan, explain to me what Article 19 is and what you got so ticked off about the other night.
What?
About Parks and Recreation.
Article 19 is a change to the Act, and the way that they had written the Act, just like the way the Board of Selectmen did with the marijuana question, it wasn't fully vetted, and it was missing things. What got me ticked off at that meeting was the way that it was written. They were taking the use of the parks away from Park and Rec. The intent, which they kept saying over and over again, was we want the DPW to maintain the parks. That's a great idea, okay? So you write a sentence, the DPW shall take care of the parks. But that's not what they wrote. What they wrote was that the use of the Park and Recreation Commission was losing their authority on the parks. And that was something that was exempted from the Act after a lot of open and transparent debate. Okay, it wasn't done in the middle of the night like this change was. This change, they didn't even meet with the Park and Recreation Commission as a whole to discuss the change that's going to town meeting next Monday. That's not how we do business in Hanover. It is since I left, but it's not going to be when I go back.
Okay, let's go over to Brian. What do you think about Article 19, the one that got Dan so angry the other night?
Well, I think, first of all, again, the facts. It wasn't taking the use of the parks away from Park and Rec. It's very similar to what Dan advocated for a number of years ago, which was having the town take over the maintenance and the upkeep of the school buildings, which was consistent with the Act. And as Dan mentioned earlier, the Act was written. It was always intended that there would be ways that you can improve it, and it would change over time. Taking the facilities away from the school department didn't take us from educating our students in the schools or them scheduling their fields on those properties. It just means that now we're protecting our infrastructure by investing and maintaining these buildings that the townspeople have spent a lot of money. We listened to the Town Manager Act Review Committee, and their recommendation was to do the same thing for consistency in the Act and make sure that we continue to maintain the investments that the townspeople have made in our parks.
Okay, and let's go now to John Barrett. Do you agree with that, with Article 19?
I do. I think that, the Parks and Rec Commission, they're a group of volunteers, and like anybody who volunteers, you're doing it part-time, you're trying to do the best you can. But going back to when we endeavored on the Forge Pond park expansion, and this was going back 6-7 years ago when I was in the Board of Selectmen, that was initially going to be a $3 million project. It became a $6 million project. Unfortunately, it was terribly mismanaged. But we had no control from the perspective of the Board of Selectmen because they're an independent body. I think that part of completing the process here of the Act is to make sure that all of these independent bodies become under the direction of a professional town manager, and that there be, certainly there be a board. They weigh in, they create policy, et cetera. But infrastructure, as Brian said, that we've invested $6 million in, we should, as a taxpayer and as a community, have rights to oversee it and make sure it's maintained and managed
properly. What about you? What do you think, Dave Delaney, about Article 19?
Obviously, Article 19 became quite controversial. The goal of the article itself, which was brought to us by the Town Manager Act Review Committee as an idea to potentially amend the act, but the goal was to make sure that we had ways to fund and manage the continued use and condition of the property. So Forge Pond Park represents approximately half of the fields in town that the kids play on. It became starting to look like the board was trying to take over the function of the Park and Rec Committee, which isn't the case. And I think that the article itself was poorly worded and certainly resulted in people being suspicious of what was going on there, and rightfully so. But I think that now that we take another look at it, we can work hand in hand with Park and Rec Committee to come up with a solution moving forward.
Okay. What I'm going to do now is we're going to go to the lightning round. This is the yes or no answers or one or two sentences tops. Then we're going to go to closing statements. So let's start with Kevin Tachi. Lightning round question for the four candidates here for the Hanover Board of Selectmen.
I'm going to go back to the apartment at Hanover Mall. Other than planning and zoning board, should the selectmen have control over private property owners, over private property, and how they develop it, yes or no?
Yes or no. Okay, let's start here right at the end with Brian Barthelmer.
Yes or no? No on control, but we need to enforce
yes
slowly.
Or no. Okay, let's go right down to John Barry. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Dan Pallotta?
No.
Okay. Dave Delaney?
No.
Okay. Lightning round question, Charles Mathewson.
Town clerk, appointed or elected? Dave Delaney?
Appointed.
Dan Pallotta?
I'm going to abstain because my wife works in the clerk's
office. Okay. John Barry, appointed or elected town clerk?
Elected.
Okay.
Appointed.
Okay. Plymouth County Government, time to stay or time to go?
You knew it was coming, Dan.
It wouldn't be a four. All right, let's start at this end. Let's go with Dave Delaney. Stay or go, Plymouth County Government?
Stay.
Okay. Dan Pallotta, stay or go, Plymouth County Government?
Radio or internet? Should we get rid of radio so we can have
that's
internet?
I'm asking the question. Stay or go?
Stay.
Okay. John Barry? Stay or go?
This has to be yes or no?
Yes.
It's yes, but it would be with conditions.
Okay, there you go. Okay, Brian, stay. Okay. Stay or go?
Stay.
Okay. Lightning round question, Kevin Tachi.
Well, it's not something that I think is being pondered in the town. Would you ever be for or against a plastic bag ban in the town?
Yes or no?
Yes or no.
Okay, let's start right here. Yes or no, plastic bag ban, Dan Pallotta?
No ban.
Okay, Dave Delaney, yes or no? Plastic ban?
No.
Okay, John Barry, plastic bag ban? Yes or no?
When I'm out walking my dog,
yes
I see
no.
a lot
yes
of plastic
no.
bags.
Yes or no?
I'd consider it.
Okay. It's so tough, isn't it? Yes or no? Brian, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Lightning round question, Charlie.
We know the way the town voted regarding pot shops. Philosophically, do you consider the ban regulation or supporting the black market?
Okay.
Brian.
Regulation.
John.
Regulation.
Dan Pallotta.
Regulation.
Okay.
Regulation.
Okay. I'd ask you another quick question, but we've got to go to final statements so we can wrap this up on time. You're listening to a candidates forum here, Board of Selectmen for Hanover. These guys are good. We could have gone for another hour.
I could have gone another two.
You could talk about anything. But anyway, that was, of course, Dan Pallotta, in case you didn't know that. We're going to switch the order that we started in. When we started with Brian, then we went to John, then we went to Dan, then we went to Dave. So we're going to switch it, and we're going to go to final statements now, starting with Dave Delaney.
Thank you. In summary, and thank you for having me here today, I look forward to continuing what we've been working on for the past several years on the Board of Selectmen, and I would like to give a shout-out to all the people that have reached out to me in support and asked me to run again, and I'm happy to do so. I consider it a challenge intellectually and time management-wise. It takes a lot of time to be a selectman, and a lot of hard work goes into it. So I'm looking forward to continuing, and I certainly would encourage everybody to get out and vote 2 weeks on May 12th.
Thank you very much. That's a final statement from Dave Delaney. Now we're going to go to Dan Pallotta. You've got a minute for your closing statement here.
I want to thank WATD, as always, for providing the forum and providing the voice of the South Shore. I ask for your vote, too. It's time to go back to what I call sanity and stop the insanity. And I think Hanover deserves better than it's getting. I'm not going to go jump up and down and do the honeymoon thing with the new town manager. I think the new town manager is going to need a lot of guidance, not having been not being from Massachusetts, and I have the most experience in government in town. And I think that I should be the one that at least helps guide him. So I'm asking for your vote. Hanover can do better, and vote for Pallotta in May 12th.
Thank you very much. That was Dan Pallotta. Now we're going to go to John Barry, your closing statement.
Thank you very much, and thanks to WATD for this forum. It is very helpful. I am excited to work with the new town manager, Joe Colangelo. I look forward to bringing my 30 years of professional experience, my 19 years of volunteerism in the community to help bring him up to speed quickly. You know, Dan has drawn a picture of Hanover that I don't think is accurate. I think Hanover is in very good shape. There's always room for improvement. I think we need to be prepared to deal with the growth, as many communities here along the Route 3 corridor have to continue to deal with the growth and manage it so that we don't negatively impact our infrastructure, public safety, water, schools, et cetera. But I look forward to working with Joe and bringing about harmony in the Board of Selectmen, because Hanover truly is, it's a wonderful town, a lot of very good people, and they deserve good governance. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was John Barry. Now let's go to Brian Bartholomew, your statement, or closing statement.
Thank you again for hosting the forum tonight. For the past 5 years, I've had the honor of serving the residents of Hanover as their selectman. I've worked hard to provide independent, thoughtful leadership while respecting all points of views to present the town of Hanover in the best light. I'm proud of the many accomplishments that have occurred during my tenure on the Advisory Committee and the Board of Selectmen, and I believe we're heading in the right direction. Our infrastructure is sound, our school system is thriving, and our public safety team is top-notch, and our financials are strong. Sure, there's room for improvement, and there will be new challenges ahead, but working together with our employees, our volunteers, and residents, we can keep Hanover moving forward. My approach has been and will continue to be one that collects and carefully evaluates input and information from multiple sources and to study topics and make decisions that best serve the community. I respectfully ask for your support on May 12th. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Brian Bartholomew, your closing statement. You guys are good candidates. Remember, they're talking about May 12th. Going to be another busy election day here in WATD. WATD will have a reporter to cover the election. We'll bring you those results just as soon as they're in. On Saturday night, you will be posted on our website, 959WATD.com. There'll be a recap on Sunday during the new news, and there'll also be a recap during Morning Drive News on Monday. You know, it's tough to run for office. We always say that. We appreciate everybody that comes out and does run for office, because it's a difficult thing to do. Put yourself out there, be open to criticism, which you should be. You know, some of it justified, probably some of it's not. Although we're reporters, we think it's all justified. I did that just to tweak Dan Pallotta here a little bit. But remember,
can you tell I've been here before?
Yes, you have, and I know you'll be back. Remember, if you don't vote, you don't have a voice. Kevin Tachi, it was, of course, thank you, Monday Night Talk Show host Charles Mathewson. Thanks for asking questions with me and our own Amy Leonard doing the timing. Thank you very much. This is a WATD Political Forum, 959 WATD.